enough of yesterday. We're really trying to understand what a kiddin dvarim is and what a kiddin dvarim is not. So the Gemara gave us an example of a deficiency of kiddin dvarim in a case where two parties agree that they're going to be mechalik the chotzer. Nobody's forcing them to be mechalik. They decide they're going to be mechalik the chotzer. And they go ahead and they make a kiddin chalik into that effect. So the Gemara laughs at that kiddin. He said, a joke, wait, tell us that kiddin dvarim. You make your kiddin to do an action? That's meaningless. So comes Tosfos in the beginning of the fifth parak Maseches Ksubis and discovers a sugya that also seems to smack of a kiddin dvarim problem. A person has mishabed themselves to pay $1 million. I'm accepting of myself to do an action to pay money. What's the difference fundamentally between accepting upon myself to pay money and accepting upon myself to split up a chotzer? Neither case is there a chefzer to deal with. Neither case is there a tangible object that I'm transferring ownership on. So my high, that one is called the kiddin dvarim and one is clearly not. So in passing, Tosfos just concedes and says that, by the way, even though we have no idea how to explain how the Mishnah could tell us in Perek Alef Al Pi, the Gemara Mishabed yourself, and the Maaseh B'chol Yom, people are mishabed themselves with a kinyan to pay trillions of dollars as the Seves Ksuba. Says Tosfos, but meant of Amurim that we're even posing this question. This is when there's no Shibud Nechasim to speak of. But Shibud Nechasim, that's not a kinyan Devarim. Kinyan and Shibud Nechasim is a kinyan, it's a Hakanas HaChayfetz. The same way that I can use a kinyan Sud, I can use kinyan Chalipin to sell my house. I can use a kinyan chalipin to be mishab in the house as well, because the shibud is a mixed kinyan in effect. That's basically what Tosfos is asking. So when Tosfos presents that in between and says, our fundamental sugya is really the kasha. The real kasha is, my high, that this is kinyan dvarim, this is nish kinyan dvarim. But as an aside, Tosfos walked us through and said, when the shibud nechas, everything's hunky-dory, Tosfos said, not only is everything hunky-dory when the person actually has the amount of nechasim that are going to be collected, but even the person has a minuscule amount of nechasim, as long as we could say with a straight face, this is not a kiddin dvarim, because the kiddin chalipin has been chal on the nechasim, then any and all nechasim that he acquires in the future, that's fine, that's okay. We have no qualms, no hesitations about that. In case you're not sure about that, I am Baba Basakuf from Zion. That's the sugya of the ikni, the chasim are going to acquire. Because says Tosfos, we all know based on the Gemara, the end of Baba Basra, Afa Pisha Eina the Machna Dava Shabbal Yailam, Adam Kei Mishabe Dava Shabbal Yailam. So again, this is really the side show of our sugya, but it behooves us just to understand, reading a Tosfos, if this is what Tosfos is talking about. We don't really understand what the Gemara is talking about. How can it be this phenomena that Ein Adam Machna Dava Shabbal Yailam of a Kei Adam Mishabe Dava Yailam? How do we explain that? So the Rashbam had a very startling way of explaining this to us. The Rashbam, at the very end of the Shia yesterday, said that, what do you mean it's a Dama Shalom Bala Olam? The carcass in the world, it happens not to be under my possession right now, but the carcass here, it says the Rashbam, Bamed Vamamurim, that something's called, you know, the blank double Olam. That means something which is Bechlal not Olam. It's Bechlal not here. It doesn't exist. Here is Dekel. The fruit hasn't grown yet. That's called Eidot Amachah Dovash Lobel Yadam. But the karka that's here just hasn't come to my possession. That's called Dovah Bol Yadam. So the Rashash on the spot says he doesn't understand the Rashbam's talking. Because what the Rashbam is basically saying is that Mishabed and Machah are identical. They both apply when the item is Ba'ilah. Neither of them apply when the item is not Ba'ilam. It's just that we redefine what Ba'ilam means. What should come out according to the Rashbam is as follows. Let's say I make the following deal with you. I'm going to sell you the following piece of land. There's a small technical problem. You know what the problem is? I don't own it yet. So I say, no problem, I don't have a tar. It's okay to me. Let's go through the Maaseh Kinyan now. I'm going to buy it from Pliny tomorrow, and then it'll become yours through the Kinyan that we do now. Is that a double habola or a double shalabala? According to Rashbam, that should work. Because according to Rashbam, there is no fundamental difference between Mishabed and Machna. So says the Rashash, Abba Zoy, according to Rashbam, would that be true? Would that be the emes? That other Machna, double shadai lo kana? That's called a double habola oilam? It's pushed wrong, it's not true, it's against the Fair Shigaman. First, Rashbam, it's black and white, that's not true. So the Rosh Hashanah is Tzorchim, Rosh Hashanah is Mamesh Pelikma. We b'chol don't listen to the Tzorchim. So what is Pshat? What is the Bira Dover? How do we explain away this phenomenon of the Itni, which again, Tyson was comfortable invoking? The Gemara of Vasikos from Zion says it. How do we explain it if you don't go down the route of the Rosh Hashanah? So there is a Me'iri in Kuftan Zion of Basra. There's a startling statement. The Me'iri says that the Iker Din D'Araisa is as follows. I borrow $1,000 from you. I become a chulia v'shibud haguf to pay you back that $1,000. That everyone seems to agree to. I mean, for our purposes, everyone agrees to that statement. In addition, it's very, very possible, shibud d'araisa, I become one man of chasim that I own b'shasavah, I become a shibud to you as well. And even if I subsequently sell those b'chasim off, you have a right to go get it. That's shibud d'araisa. And if you don't think shibud d'araisa, at least it's d'rabbanan. That's a mission at the end of a mitzvah. What if I subsequently buy property? This gets a little bit tricky. I borrowed $1,000 from Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, and I buy a piece of land, Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and the land is sitting, I'm sitting on the land. And you come to a Din Torah, and you want to collect that land. You have a right to collect that land or not? No. What do you think?
No.
Who thinks you can't collect that land?
But the question is, did the guy sell the land after?
No. I was very, very careful what I said. I was medayik to l'shayni. So again, I borrowed $1,000 of Rosh Cheshvan. I bought a piece of land of Rosh Kislev, and I'm sitting on the land of Rosh Chodesh Tevis. And now the Din Torah comes to Rosh Chodesh Tevis. Can you collect that land? But it wasn't Meshubad, Meshas Halva, right? So what? You can collect that land because Kol Zman that the land is Tachas Yodi. That's no worse than a what? It's a Shibud HaGuf. A Shibud HaGuf means you can go after me, I feel Maglim Adel Kasve. You can go after my shirt, you can go after my house, you can go after my land, everything. I don't need to sug of Shibud HaChosim to explain you go after my property. That's based on Shibud HaGuf. Shibud HaChosim means if and when the karka is not Tachaz Yadi anymore, I subsequently dumped it off on somebody else, you want to go off, you have to let somebody else. That somebody else is a third party. He doesn't have Shibud HaGuf. You want to collect from his karka now that used to be my karka. For that, you need the sug, you need the parashah and shibud nechosim. The kol zman the karka is tachas yodi. It's a milstep sheet on me. You can collect from my karka. What's the shayla? Comes the Meiri and says, once this karka, when it's tachas yodi, becomes mishubah to you, call it shibud haguf, call it elmo, call it whatever you want to call it. You have a hold on this karka. Once you develop that relationship of a hold on this karka, even if I subsequently sell the karka off to Pliny, me'ika adin, you have a right to do what? To go after that karka. Even when it's not tachas yadi anymore. Once the shibud haguf is chal on the karka, it's almost like the shibud nechosim is chal memela.
Is he saying it's the
raisa
or just
the raisa? The raisa, ikra adin. That's the starting point of this argument. If that's the case,
but he didn't have when he made the loan.
Doesn't matter. Once I get the karka subsequent to the loan, a shibud haguf is chal on the karka.
The malva didn't think of that land.
But that's not matter. Nobody's thinking of it. The malva wants his money. All the malva wants is he's not a malva. He wants his money back. So comes to me and says the ikar I think the starting point is that once I had a tfis on that karka, the karech mitefis that karka al shibud haguf. Memela, I can now get that land back, even with Tarshim and Chos, even though it's dumped off in a third party. If that's the case, the Bibi just went too far. Ramesh overkill, right? If that's the Din D'Araisa, what's the problem? Which Gemara's problematic? Which Gemara's problematic? The whole Sugya in Babaskos Gonzalez doesn't make any sense. Shmuel wakes up good morning and says, "Boy Shmuel, does the Ikni work? Does it not work?" And the Gemara pimples, "Yeah, no, maybe so. What do I need Ikni for? What do I have to write Ikni for?" Shmuel's whole svar is, if and when you wrote that magic word Ikni into the shtar, then maybe somehow some hocus pocus, we're going to let you collect that land. Priceless without writing the Ikni, you're not going to get the land. You know why? Because the Soshek HaTadam Iri is absolutely wrong. There is no such halacha that the Shibud Nechosim, Shibud HaGuf all of a sudden tags along. There's no such halacha. So comes to me with the next part of his chiddush, and he says, "You know what? Min haTorah, I'm right, but clearly mid the Rabbanan and Chazal uprooted this. Chazal thought this is too risky, this is too dangerous, this is bad, this is bad for business. You know why? Because if we're going to invoke this din deraisa, we're going to start taking away land from third party, even land that wasn't around b'shas halvah, that's going to cause a tremendous what? A huge state of lekuchos. It's going to be impossible to track this. So there are three stages, says the Miri. There's the din deraisa. In the days of Meshameinu, the din was, once you were kind of karka, v'acha halvah, there's an absolute shiur in the karka no matter what, but I tell you, you can collect it. That was the din deraisa. Then there was another beis din somewhere along the way that instituted kana karka liacha hava in shiur. Just doesn't look right. Then comes Shmuel and says, well, wait a second. Maybe we can come up with some kind of a formula that can unravel number two, that can circumvent this din derabbanan. What is that? Put a magic word into the shtar. What's the magic word?
Ikne,
because you're right in the ikne. Oh, so then people are going to realize, well, there's the ikne in there. I better be really careful. And buyer beware. If you buy land from somebody who's got a shtar that says the magic word, the ikne in there, you're opening yourself up to be have your house removed. So that was the shayla of Shmuel. Should we let the ikne work on a level of their on a level of their raisa? This problem is long, 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 long solved. Shibud is an extension of Hakana. What's the answer to that question? If Shibud Nechasim can only be created b'shas halva'ah, then that would be a phenomenal question. That would be an insurmountable question. The chiddush of the din deraisa is that a Shibud Nechasim can be created even post halva'ah. It just schleps along as a logical extension of a Shibud HaGuf. So the premise of our question was, we thought that on a level of deraisa, you have the mechanism to be knocked at the karka to create a Shibud Nechasim. No, on a level of deraisa says, I mean, you can circumvent this whole picture. Simply create a Shibud HaGuf. But the Shibud HaGuf will drag along, schlep along something karka that's bought, and when I tell you that should work, but the Rabbanan did it away with it, control the ikne. Wow. What a character, what a whole shikul terror. Historical, the development of all the shibudim, and that look wild, so many different stages in life. So the Ketzais makes reference to the Shibud. He doesn't quite mean, the Ketzais didn't have an ear, he was sitting in a manuscript on the ground for hundreds of years. But he quotes, some Acharonim have such an idea, I read who has this, expressed such an idea, and the Ketzais say he doesn't believe the whole thing. So mitchilili atzais, the whole thing is not true. He never heard of such a thing, the Hagat Vamiyadim. Shibudim are only created derech haknah, derech halvah, and therefore there's no way to answer this question. So what's the answer to the question? There's no way to answer the question? There's only one answer. Rashbam number two. Rashbam number one was rejected by the Rashash. What does Rashbam number two say? Who saw the Rashbam? Rashbam says, Elin ki tibalach libid rabban, the end of the third Maimakamis. Inami al muhu rabbanim v'shibud yaisi b'kidin t'latil das b'fei lovim. What's the answer? What does Rashbam say at the end of my mark number three? The whole thing, lock, stock, and barrel, is a what? The whole notion of being m'shabed adav v'shlo b'al yoylam is what? Read again. Inami al muhu rabbanim. What does rabbanim mean? The rabbis. What does that mean? It ain't a din deraisa. It's a din mid derabanan. Why did they institute it? I understand why. Shaltil adas tefrei lovim. And that was the suffix of Shmuel. Did Chazal make this takana called ikni or not? According to the second answer in Rashbam, there is no lumdish way to explain why Shibud is different than Kidonim. There is no answer. The Rashbam tried to explain that Shibudim and Kidonim are the same, but Kidonim are also have a different definition of davar shel b'yom v'shash proof in the Gemara. It's not camping. The Meiri tried to go down this razzle dazzle sickle terror that Shibudim could be created without the parsha of Kinyonim. It happened by themselves. So he said it's not true. So if all the Dinim deraisa just failed, there's only one other way to explain the Gemara about the Ikni, and that's the call of the Din derabban. The whole Sukkot Kufrat Zah, Mechiv itself, is only a Din derabban. So he says that's the Emes Lamita. That is the only pshat that works in the Sukkot. So if I say, we finished the tangent for now, and we get back to our main Sukkot. So again, it's Chazah back where we're up to. We're trying to understand, we're standing under the chuppah, and this Chosin in the 1300s is Meshabin himself to 10 million golden coins. and he owns not a penny to his name. If he had a couple of pennies to his name, so we, the Ikni will solve the world's problems, either Deraisa, Derabanan, depending on what you think about the last 20 minutes tangent. But Taisa says, the bottom line is, the guy has nothing. Your average guy has nothing. So now what? Where do we go from here? So who posed this question? Who was brought up with this question? Which Rishon? The Re posed this question of Ben Eliyahu. Ben Eliyahu was Ben Eliyahu from Paris. He's contemporary for Ben Tam. So the Re posed this question to Rabbi Eliyahu. So in the sixth day of Rabbi Mekaymus, first one in line is law. The Shal Re Rabbi Eliyahu, he asked him this very question. The Heishiv Loi, Ben Eliyahu, Gezokt, the Matzinu Ki Inyan Zeb Perka Serchas Apoyalim. Visanya Master Shavachidon Lios Kishoyo. Uporach B'mai B'dvarim. Umishavish Kani Adai. Marshal B'chol Inyan Ava Bisha Ein Bach L'shum Nechosim Asha Mishavah Gupal Azal Choy Be'ato. Boom. What did the Rabbeinu Eliyahu respond back to the Re? He said, I have a precedent for this idea. I'm going to give you an example in Chazal where this phenomenon works, where a guy can make a kid in Chalipin, he gets himself into a lot of trouble, there's no Shibin Nechosim, there are no Nechosim, and it still works. It's a famous Mishnah in the end, the Seventh Parable of Metziah. Master Shebechim Lioski Shoyal. I ask you to please watch my animal. And there's a whole sugya, Sukhum Pashas Mishpatim, either Shebechim, Shebechim, Socher, etc. I don't want you to turn around next week and say it was stolen. I don't want you to tell me a boom mice what happened. I want you to be chayav to the ultimate, to the highest extreme, like a shayel. So I make a condition with you. I'm asking you please to watch this for me on the condition that you take on all his chayvism, even to the extent of a shayel. You're going to pay him for insin. And you agree. So Mishnah says it's chal. Master Shemachim, you can make such a tonight. So the Gemara asks, how is that tonight bonding? Just the fact he gave his word. That's not the moment. So the Gemara answered, you made a kinyan to the effect. The Gemara never asked past that point. You made a kinyan to make yourself like a shayel. What does that mean? What do the words mean? You were makabel upon yourself that if the animal gets stolen, if the animal gets hit by lightning, you're going to pay the value of the animal. You have no nechosim. The Gemara doesn't say you have nechosim. Mishnah doesn't say you have nechosim. There's no shib nechosim here. You made a kinyan to be mechayiv yourself. Name that shibud, Rabbi Say. You mekal upon yourself. Nishkin shibud nechosim. You don't have nechosim. You mekal upon yourself a what? Shibud aguf. You are personally liable to pay for the loss of that animal. That's what the Gemara describes in Tavim Tzid. And the mechanism that was used to create that kinyan was the kinyan chalit. Was the sudar. Says a beliyot to the reach. Exactly. For though you see, you can do such a stunt. So if you could do it. If you could do it in Bava Metzia, then you could do it in Ksubis as well. Why has Rabbi Eliyahu not yet responded? He just brought a precedent that could be done, but there's still a glaring question. What's the glaring question? So why isn't that a what? Well, Dov Shul B'Yom is not going to, I mean, but we forgot about Dov Shul B'Yom already. Isn't it Kinyan Devarim? Why isn't it Kinyan Devarim? So Rabbi Eliyahu continues. V'yein's a Kinyan Devarim Yalma. This is not a Kinyan Devarim. This is not Bava Basra Dav Gimel. The Kinyan Devarim Mohavi Elakiyahi Deresh Bava Basra. Ooh, now we're actually learning a sugya. What a great surprise. The Kana Miyadim Lachlok Chotzesh Ebedim Chaluka. You wonder what a Kinyan Devarim is? I ain't Bava Basra Dav Gimel. Bava Masha Mishabe Gufol is Chayved Dav Zem Mishabe Vein Zekin Devarim Yama. That's not what's going on neither in the end of the 7th Perek of Bava Metziah nor in the 5th Perek of Ksuvis. What did the Rabbeinu Yonah just say? What's the Gevaldik you say that Rabbeinu was just mechadish to us? Kinyan Devarim means that there's no such thing as a kinyan to do an action. I can't say, I'm going to make a kinyan, I'm going to make a kinyan with you that I'm going to eat supper tonight. And we make a kinyan chalipin that I'm going to eat supper tonight. And if I choose not to eat supper tonight, you're going to take me to a dintar to make me eat supper. It's a joke. The pasuk says in Megillas Rus, you could use a kinyan chalipin of zos lefarim yisrael geula v'yalatmur l'kayim kol davar when you sell Devarim, when you sell items, you sell property, character, Talmud, Kinyan Chalipin is typeface on items. It's not typeface on actions. There is no way to be mishabi yourself to an action. The rethought the Kushyasai that to pay money to somebody is an action. And therefore, that's a Kinyan Devarim. The Chiddush of Rabbeinu Eliyahu is that the obligation to pay money to somebody, not to split a chotzer, not to eat supper, but the obligation to pay money, that's an item. That's a chayiv. And a chayiv is nitan to kinyanim. That's a shibud aguf. Not only is a shibud nechosim, which is a kinyan, nechosim mitzas, nitan to kinyanim, but even the shibud aguf, that was the change in theory between the Rizkash and Ben Eliyahu's Teretz. So that's the shakmatai of the Taisim in the beginning of preparing suits. The Baal Taisim stored in the kasha that a shibud aguf in the absence of shibud nechosim is the halakha equivalent of an action, because there's nothing to be taifas to kinyan on. Kamash Malan is, a shibud aguf is something real. It's something halakhically real. It's an entity, it's not an action. And therefore, that's not, does not fall under the deficiency of a kinyan. That's how to read this Taisim.
No, just like that, so stop. So when I've been in Aliyah for Chosm Bracious, and I promised $500, is that what that?
That's promising to a tzedakah is a whole different ballgame. That's the Reficha, not the Yachel, it's a different ballgame.
But there's no, actually no Kenyan involved
here. Right. That's a different game. Here we're talking about, there's not Derech Tzedakah, this is the Nechamim between two guys.
Isn't the case of the Shomer distinguishable? I mean, instead of giving him a handkerchief, he gave him a pruta, you become a shomer sacher and have all the liability you want.
No, because...
So why give him a handkerchief instead of giving him
a pruta? No, there's a din in the Torah that if you set up a model of shomer sacher, then you become mischayev like a shomer sacher. That's the parsha of the Torah. We don't want to go to the parsha. We want to change the rules. We want to create a new entity called a mahomer shomer chinam, I didn't get paid a cent, and I want to have mischayev as for an einsin. So you have to have some kind of a way for that to work, some kind of a way to mishabed yourself.
But I'm saying, if you're giving him a handkerchief, is just the same as giving him a pruta, isn't it?
You're not paying. If you become halachli a shomer sacher, then a shomer sacher has certain dinim to it. Here, I'm not a shomer sacher. You gave me a handkerchief to do. I'm not even blowing my nose with a handkerchief. I'm giving it right back to you. It's not kesef. You pay me.
Why don't you give it to him?
You could. He doesn't want to give his handkerchief. He has to blow his nose, he has so many tissues. I don't know why he's not giving the handkerchief. He wants to be a shoyal even, much more than a shomer sacher. He's not even going to be a shoyal. Shoyal means I'm going to use the animal. I'm not going to use the animal. Master shomer chinam liyaski shoyal, the Mishnah says. You can become the height of acharayas. So you have to like think and digest this reef a little bit. The reef just redefined for us what kinyan devarim really means. Shibud aguf is not called the kinyan devarim. So everybody say,
what the shibud aguf is by the wedding?
Yeah, that if and when death or divorce happens, I'm going to pay you $1 million. That's a shibud aguf, even in the absence of a nechazen. So, guys, I want to read a rush together with you. I want to read the rush very, very carefully. Shalos Rabbeinu Eliyahu Zal. The question was posed to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, seventh and ninth. The question was posed to Rabbeinu Eliyahu. He doesn't identify who the Shoah was. It was the Re. That's really irrelevant. How can you even chayiv yourself to pay all this money for the Tosefes Ksuba? If you don't have any nechasim, this question, this formulation sounds eerily familiar, almost identical to Tosefes Ksuba. And Lamaisa, you're not really chayiv right now. So Bishlama Kishu Mechuyev Maman Yochel Shabbat Lo Hova Gufa Mechuyev. Let's see if we get the punchline here. Let's get to the top of the next page and get to the punchline of the rush. Aval zeh, this case, standing under the chuppah, she'ein lo nechasim, v'gam ein mishabed atzma l'chov zeh, she'is chayiv miyad, ela kishe tis'almen o tis'garish. U'masnesim d'hocha, ikla okwe b'de'islah, he has nechasim. Aber Koshal a minik shalon und nadel shav nas mit sub gedoyla auf mich in leklum. Does that sound to you like an identical formulation of the Reis Kasha to Rabbi Eliyahu, or there's a twist in this Kasha? Okay, the Mishnah itself was not a Kasha because Chacham Ha'Iskin in the Mishnah talked about rich people. So Taisus the Re weren't bothered with the Mishnah, they were bothered with Kasha Minah Shalana. Is there a difference between the way the Rush formulates the question that was presented earlier and the way we presented in the name of Taisus? They both talked almost the same pidgin. They both said, if the guy has the Chasim, then it's not a Kasha because the Ikhni. If the guy doesn't have the Chasim, then we're in trouble. What did the Rush add that Taisus didn't have? So I'll try to highlight the lines. Taisus says, "Oso she'ein lo heich yishtabit nechasev." Kevish lo nischayim lo hanadavish lo b'liyadim. And the Rosh says, "V'gam im yishtabit atzvo lechol zel sheyischay miyad elach shetistamen not iskarish." Hard to understand it even more explicit. The Rush threw a monkey wrench into the kasha.
May not even happen.
It may not even happen. How do you know they're ever going to reach the point of collecting this ksuba? Who says they're going to get divorced? Who says he's going to die first? Maybe she'll die first. What the Rush just said was, I could swallow a kinyan on a shibud as long as what, Rabbi say? As long as the shibud is chala. Now, I can make a kinyan with a chsuda on a shibud that's here, bevados. If the shibud is chal right now, under all circumstances, the Rosh had no qualms, had no hesitation calling a shibud a davar nitl kinyanim. What was chuppering the Rosh was a shibud that may not even result, may not even happen, to be determined in 60 years from now. That's what was bothering the Rosh.
The shibud does fall now. The proof is that if he dies and he had sold the land in between.
Oh, wait. I just read the Rosh. The Rosh put in those words. Everyone notice who here read the Mamakamas, who read the Russian Seder, who here the Tetaisen Seder, who realized that extra line. That makes all the difference in the world. It's a totally different Kasha. Lagamre different Kasha. Kebecha Bizakum Meir. So whereas Taisus presented the Kasha is that the very institution of Yeshivat HaGuf is problematic as being a kid in Devarim. The Rosh said, no, it's not. It's only problematic Yeshivat HaGuf that may not even result in becoming Yeshivat HaGuf. So, keeping in line the Rosh's formulation of the Kasha, let's see what Rabbi Eliyahu responded. Veheshit, three lines into the Rosh, the top of the next page. What has to be the punchline? The next line, the Rosh must be. According to the Rosh, that the pivotal point of the Kasha was the lack of the certainty of the shibud even reaching fruition. The raya from Shoyel had to be that very point. Namely, when I give you the animal, we make this tonight, Masa Shochim Yoski Shoyel, we don't even know anything's going to happen to it. The animal may not die. The animal may get 9 out of 10 she'elas, the animal comes back, fine. 99% of the time, you rent the car, you give the car back and shut. The only time we're going to pose a problem is if something happens to the animal. So that was the Rosh's raya. The same way the Mishnah says, "Master Shevachim Yoski Shoyel," even though it's not clear that you're ever going to have to reach fruition of having to pay, but still you can create such a shibud. Is that Mifindah? The equation is, this is the Rosh's breakthrough equation, that Shoyel equals the Sefes Ksuba. That was Tosfos also quoted, but according to the Rosh, what's critical is that just as the Shoyel is Eino, Mishayev, Miyad, so too, the Sefes Ksuba, It's still not called the Kidin Devarim. This is the most critical part of Reformation according to Shitas HaRosh.
Okay.
Hold on. I want to just teach you how to read the Rosh. You have to see. If you missed this point of the Rosh, and you read the Rosh. This is the key. This is the Yesedi. This is the Rosh. Shabbai Sai, we have to now analyze this Rosh and say, wait a second. The Rosh is telling me that the Chiddush HaDevarim is the lack of Shibud now that's still not called the Kidin Devarim. That's the breakthrough of Shoyal extended to Tzavis Ksuba. Are the Rosh's facts right? So Mr. Bell made a very, very good Ha'ara onto Tzavis Ksuba. Mr. Bell on this altar, the Rebbe said it. Ooh, Mr. Altar said it. Mr. Bell, I just told you, you're Shibud. Okay, sorry. Wait a second. Let's go back to Ksuba for a second. I want to get the timeline right. Okay? I really got to get this one right. The punchline of the sugya is that the shibud is only going to be chal later. If it would have been chal now, that wouldn't have been a kashrut altogether, says the Rosh. Couple gets married. He writes the ksuba. I don't know, say, Rishchaydish, Cheshvan, Tavshin, Bebeis. Okay? That's when the ksuba is written. Okay? Ksuba is a ksuba. Many years later. Okay? Rishchaydish, Iyar. Give me a good year. Tavshin. Sadi Beis. Okay, Tashin Sadi Beis. All right, 100 years later, what happens? If he dies, what, they get divorced? Get divorced 100 years. What?
That's 10 years later.
That was 10 years later? I meant to make it. Sorry, 10 years. No, that's not enough time.
Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't look nice. We'll make a lot. Tough. Yeah, I ain't horrible. Okay. 100 years later, after 100 years, they thought, you know what? We never really got along from day one, you know. He comes into Beis Din, schleps in, says, what did you say? Okay, so if I say, I just want to know one question. For the last 100 years, was there a shibud, the nechasim or not? Other ksuba. When she's coming out to go collect the ksuba, which nechasim is she going after? What's the shah shibud of the ksuba? Is the shah shibud of the ksuba here? Or is the shah shibud of the ksuba here? What's the answer to that question? Everyone ever learned ksuba, so what's the answer, obviously? Of course it's here. Not even shah, of course it's here. You know what's kasha?
You are my
highly. So what's your rush talking about? The Rosh was moide that in Cain there's a shibud chal now that was not oilal azaz, that should be a chisar of a kindor. The only thing that was chepering the Rosh was the fact that there's no chiv now. So if there's no chiv now, that was in the worldview, that was a potential red flag of kinyan devar. And even that, in the end, the Rosh says is not true. But if we all know from a Maseches Ksubos that the facts are that the chiyuv began, the shibud began back here, who's the Rosh talking about? This is an obvious kasha. Who has saw this kasha? Was it Mr. Altman? Did you saw this kasha? This is Rebbe Chanan's kasha. Rebbe Chanan says, doesn't it say the Rosh? So Rabbi Sai, what's the answer to this kasha? You have to walk a very, very fine line and really try not to fall down.
When you write the ksuva, you're not chayav. When after 100 years and
you become chayav with a freya,
you became that. That is when the chayav started.
So you became chayav with a freya.
Yeah, mafreya.
So that's okay. We live with rules in the mafreya. The Rosh's problem was kidding. The Devarim was a problem. The shima is not chal and won't be chal till later. But it's not chal till later. Later, it's chal now. Nope. W- what made me believe that the chiyuv is chal now? Because a simple reading of 50 Gemaras in Ksubas tells me that what takes place from here, for sure the Shiva Nechasim is. It's not even a shy of the Shiva Nechasim, B'Shas Ktivas HaKsuba. So if the Shiva Nechasim, isn't that indicative that there was a chiyuv, right? We're talking about gibberish here, but what's the shayla? If we know for a fact from 110 Baladik Subas that the Shiva Nechasim, B'Shas Ktivas HaKsuba, Zemun Fandor, that there must be a chiyuv that's present. There's a chiyuv that's present, and the Rosh doesn't make any sense. The answer is... The answer is no. What's the answer? What assumption do we make? We assume that the presence of Shiva Nechasim is indicative that there's a chiyuv that's chal. I mean, that's like ABC. Is that elementary? Of course, in the Shiva Nechasim of Vishpeitzach, there's got to be a chiyuv. How can you have a Shiva without a chiyuv? So the answer is, guess what? Wake up, and I'll tell you a secret. Zok to Machonen. You can have, yes, Cain. You can have a Shiva Nechasim in the absence of a Chiyuv. You want to say it fancier? It's a Shiva Nechasim that predates a Shiva Hawat, a Shiva Haguf. We always thought that a Shiva Nechasim is the natural outgrowth of a Shiva Haguf. Chamza Bachon and says, that's what you thought, but the Rosh didn't think that way. It's Nitan Le'Amer that you can have a Shiva Nechasim. And the existence of Shiva Chasim does not indicate proof positively you have a Shiva Raguf. And therefore, that is exactly what's happening under the Chabamah. This is what's happening at the Chasim's Tish. They'll tap the Chasim on the shoulder and say, do you realize when you are assigned this Ksuba, you're making a kiddush in this Ksuba, what you're doing is Azoy. You're not really creating a Shiva Raguf yet. That's not going to happen until 100 years from now. What you are doing, though, is you're creating a Shiva Chasim. So the guy says, Shiva Chasim? How do I do that? I learned that a Shiva Nechasim is Neveya from a Shiva Naguf. So the answer is, you will have the wrong Shiva. No, you can have one, you can have a Shiva Nechasim that's without the necessity before it of a Shiva Naguf. It says, Rebuchana, bring your Raya. Then we know the famous Raya from Rebuchana. Famous Raya from Rebuchana. Rebuchana Raya. Give you a hint. Isha Mashem Chitzo. Famous the Mughal Yosef. Mughal Yosef writes in the second part of Bava Kama, when a person shoots an arrow, and the arrow's in transit, and before it rips through the other guy's shirt, you know what happens to the shooter? He dies. What a wonder, Shoshana. Or is the chasam shuba to that nezek or not? As a general rule, if, let's say, Reuben became a shuba to pay money, so then if he dies, that shuba transfers over to the yorshim. If he didn't have a chiyuv yet, it's not going to go to the yorshim. No? What's the deal? So the Mughal Yosef claims that the answer to that question is yes. There will be a shuba to chasam in that scenario. A joke. But there's no, the damage didn't happen yet. The damage didn't occur yet. What's Fashim with Nechasim? So Rav Chanan develops the Yosef. The emphasis of the Kesef Mishnah in a little bit of a different context already pre-developed this Yosef. When we're being done on Shivat Nechasim, we're not necessarily being done on the existence of a Chiyuv. We're being done on what's called the Sibas Achiyuv. It's a Sibas Achiyuv without a Chiyuv Befayel. You do not need the existence of a real chiyuv in order to kick off the sugya of Shiva Nechasim. Once the Sibas HaChiyuv begins, the shooting of the arrow is a starting the ball rolling. It's what's called the Sibas HaChiyuv of the Nezak, albeit the Nezak of the Nezak. You can't have a chiyuv nezikin until damage occurs. It's a Sibas HaChiyuv without a chiyuv befoil, and Sibas HaChiyuv is ultimately what creates a Shiva Nechasim. Put that Yisoid on the back burner because it's going to come back to us a little bit later on the pay. It's going to come back in full force in a totally different sugya. So Bechanan breathes a sigh of relief and he says, oh, Baruch Hashem, because of the Dishtikal Torah that I have, now I understand the Rosh's comparison. I understand why the Rosh has the Kasha, how the Rosh gave the Terence, why Ksub is Gevaldik, everything is Shalom HaYisrael. There's one piece of the puzzle missing, Rabbi Yisrael. What is that?
Doesn't have any
of the chasm. No. He has the chasm, it's not Tobin. No, what's the piece of the puzzle? According to the Rosh's version of the Rabbeinu Yoh and the Rebbe discussion, what was the raya to this effect? What was Rabbeinu Yoh's raya? Master Shelechinam Yitz Kishayim. Right? How did the Rosh word this again? Let's take a look again. The Rosh said at the top of the 7th of Mamakamis. We got Inu Chayav Leklom Achi Yavah Ha'ainas. According to the Rosh, this has to be a perfect replica of Ksuba. Otherwise, it's not a proper raya. So I'm going to ask you a very, very lumdish question. Very lumdish question. I borrow an animal from you. A real show, not a funny show, a master show. A real show. I borrow an animal from you. A Meshchesh Cheshvin. And the animal dies in Meshchesh Kislev. And this happens in Meshchesh Kislev. I have to pay you. When was the chiyuv chal?
The animal died.
Who thinks when the animal died? Who thinks the chiyuv is chal mafreya from the moment of she'ela? It's machlekes in the Gemara. 2 days in the Gemara Ksuba Daf Lamed Aleph. When is the moment of truth? Comes the Rambam and says, the shibud the chasam of the Rambam. Is chal from when? From the time of She'ela. Even though it's very possible, the Rambam holds, that the Chi of Gomer is not chal until when? Until the Shas Einsin. What would that be a perfect replica of? Of Ksuba. And it's a perfect Raya. If that Rambam is right, and this Rabbi Chon is right, then the Rosh reads like a charm. That the Gemara's Raya, Rabbeinu Yoh's Raya back to the Rebbe was the refer to Kasha. I understand something's a Kinyan Devarim if you're doing just a Maisa alone. I understand it's not a Kinyan Devarim if you're making a Shibud that's Chal right now. But if you're making a Shibud Aguf that's not Chal till later, I don't understand how in the world could that be anything more than just a Kinyan Devarim. To which Rabbeinu Yoh responded back to the Rebbe, you're wrong. The Raya from Shoyal. So according to the Rosh's reading, both of these cases must have all the same factors. They must be examples. There's no Nechassim here. If there's Nechassim here, the whole game is off. There's no Nechassim here. They're both a mere Shibud Haguf. A Shibud Haguf that's not yet Chal. The Shibud Nechassim, if it existed, would have existed from Itchila. Bein B'Shoyal, Bein B'Ksuv, that's not a Raya of anything. Because the existence of Shibud Nechassim is not a proof positive that there's a chiyuv here. Because you can have a shibud chosim that's neved that emanates from a sibis chiyuv without a shibud mamish. Without a chiyuv mamish. So everything reads mamish like a charm according to the Rosh. This Rabbi Chanan says, it's strange that the Rosh wasn't misyaches to the fact that this shoal issue, that that's the lumdus and shoal, that it's really, that it's not till later, not till the Shas Einsin, that's a loaded question. That's a big machlokes, some Rambam, machlokes of Yishayim, steers and Rambam. It would have behooved the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yoh to just make mention of the fact that what they're saying is not a milsa de pshita admoi. So Bishlam, according to Tosfos, that the kasha deri had nothing to do with when the chiyuv is chal. The kasha deri was every single shibud aguf alone is by definition kinyan devarim. So Rabbeinu Yoh said you're wrong. It's not haraya shoyl. But according to the Rosh, who fine tuned the kasha only the chiyah gavna hechatimtzu that there's no chiyuv now. So it would have been nice of Rabbeinu Yoh to explain to us what the rhyme about the beginning from shoyl is not muskum. It depends whether you think Shoyal is Chal now or not. So Chal just thinks he's not sure that the Rosh, Rosh's version fits in so beautifully. So Rabbi said, what do we have here? No? So we know a little bit more about Kinyan Devarim. So we know Gemara Bevastav Gimel that just to split up a Chatzar is for sure Kinyan Devarim. We know for a fact that whenever they're in a Chosim, that's the chalal, not the sugya of Kinyan Devarim. It wasn't Eilu Adaf that's Kinyan Devarim. That's the Shibud Nechosim. Shibud Nechosim is a Kinyan Devarim. It's a Nechosim. It's a milsa of the Pshita that as long as you have some Nechosim, even though you don't have enough Nechosim, the Ikni is going to roll in and solve the world's problems. The Deraisa, the Rabbanan, the Rashbam, whatever you think the Ikni works, it's going to work. The problem that Rabbeinu Yoh was posed by the Rebbe was, but we have chassanim who are getting married who don't have a penny to their name. So that's a shibud. That's a kinyan devarim potential problem. Taisa's version of the question was, under all circumstances, shibud haguf by itself is a potential kinyan devarim problem. According to the Russian's version of the kasha, that wasn't really even the kasha. The kasha was a shibud aguf that's not even going to take place till later. That was the problem. No matter what you, no matter how you slice, no matter what you think the kasha was, the response of Rabbi Eliyahu back to the Rebbe was, it's not a kiddin dvarim. I ain't the Mishnah at the end of the seventh parak of Bava Metzuyah. Okay, well, that's simple. Who read this text? This mamish just, we just read the text. That's all. Mamish didn't say anything. Mamish didn't say anything. So who said everything I just said? Who said this besides the Taisus and Ksuvus? The Taisus of Master. On the Gimon Ahal, Taisus says it. On the third Taisus, Kidin Dvar Miyamu, Beperka Soch HaSapayim, Bistan, Master Shevachim, Yeskishol, Mokhlesh, Kavir, Hasam, Lav, Kidin Dvar Miyamu. And the Kidin Gomu, Shem Mishav, and Esatzva, Shem Yana, Shei Shalom. The Taisus just said it, black and white. Okay, everybody say, it's a little bit to go. Everyone's standing on the Chuppah, everyone's by the Chosim Tish, everyone's happy, everyone's good. Shalom Yisrael. Comes Tyson Ksubas and says, you know, there's a lot of lumdus. There's a day and a half to explain this. Maybe there's an easier way to explain how this chassan is getting himself into trouble under the chuppah. La'olam, Rabbeinu Eliyahu is not right. La'olam, the Ri is right. That's a mamash kiddin devarim. A kiddin shibud aguf without shibud chassan is nothing more than a glorified kiddin devarim. How does Bar Metzia work? I have no idea. I'll figure that out when I get to Bar Metzia. It's a glorified kiddin devarim. So how does it work? So Taizen Ksubas offers a second answer to this question. Taizen, the sixth Nevi'im HaKoyimus. So Taizen is in the eighth Nevi'im HaKoyimus. Sorry, Taizen is the end of the Taizen. Split the Taizen. The eighth Nevi'im HaKoyimus is the end of the same Taizen. V'yesh b'farshim. The kema de kaisev stama shiukon chosav acharayim lamalan is chayim. Says Taisus, you're right. The Ri is right, Ben Eliyahu is not right. A Shibud HaGuf without Shibud HaChosim is a recipe for zero. It's just a plain, simple kiddin devarim. So why does it work under the chuppah? I'll tell you what, this says Taisus. He has the Chosim. He really does have the Chosim. But the Ikneism, he has the Chosim. He's got $1 million worth of the chuppah. He's got a trillion. The guy's a multi-millionaire under the chuppah. Really? I mean, come on. The guy, the kosher has money for a new suit. He's still wearing his bar mitzvah suit. Come on. Come on. His hat's squashed. Well, he had a bar tie from somebody. Shoes are ripped. Come on, come on, come on, come on. He's a millionaire. What does Taisa say? He's got a lot of guys under the chuppah. Because what does he tell us? I'm here by mishaving myself to $1 million. So the rabbi says, excuse me, Rabbi, do you own $1 million? Me? You think I don't own $1 million? I own $1 million. By signing off the shtar ksuba, by saying, I'm here by mishaving myself to $1 million, and the only way to do that is if you have $1 million, what are you doing in effect? What halachic mechanism are you doing? You are being made that you own $1 million. Meirach ben baldov, how can I be meir? What's the answer? Hodos baldin, kmeirim. You are giving hodos baldin. You are admitting in the presence of this court. Who's the court? All the guests assembled for this momentous occasion. You are hereby being meirach for amva eda that you own $1 million. So, the feet are in, you own $1 million. Now, in 10 years from now, you're going to say, no, I never realized I'm a shah myself, because I didn't really have $1 million, I was just kidding. What do we say to you? You were kidding? You told us 10 years ago, we can only go based on what we know. 10 years ago, you gave our Godus Eidus the Frey, Beis Din. Gave our Godus Eidus the Frey, all of the guests assembled at this wedding, that you own $1 million. So the fee, Tvarcha, you own $1 million. So now, in 10 years from now, you want to weasel out of this chiyuv and say, no, it was just a kid in Devarim. No, it wasn't. It was a kid in Adeshiva and Nechosim. All those Nechosim that you claim that you own, but Fidvarenu, you own that money. And those are the Gemeinim. What's wrong?
Wasn't Chal on any money?
It was Chal on the Shiva and Nechosim. The Shiva and Nechosim don't exist. But he said they existed. So now, in 110 years from now, when he's rich, if the guy in 10 years from now is still schlepping along, still doesn't have a penny to his name, still there's no din Torah. But in 10 years, he left Kol already. He had a big, made a couple of good investments in Wall Street, and now he's rolling in the dough. And now he says, I'm not paying the money. It was a kid in Dvarim back 10 years ago. He said, no, it wasn't. Lefi Dvarecha, it was a Shibud Nechosim.
And if he doesn't have any money?
If he doesn't have any money, there's no din Torah. Who's taking to din Torah? There's no money.
He could still be chayav to pay.
Good, he's chayav to pay. He's still chayav to pay. We can't do anything. The Mishnah says, the problem of Tosfos is, you're making yourself these crazy shibudim, and we're going to enforce them in 20 years from now. How are you going to enforce them? We never chal. So Tosfos says, they were chal, lefi devarim, they were chal. They were chal based on plain simple shibud nechasim that he must have owned, even though we don't think he owns it. So Tosfos said, this is a big joke. This is a late son. This is a farce. Why? If a guy walks to the basin and tells me something, and I know the guy's lying to his teeth, I know the guy's not lying. Everybody knows. Everybody knows the guy doesn't have a penny to his name. That's how does well then. What does Tyson say? What does Tyson say? Yup. Afa bishanu yodim she'ein lai, chodos badin, kibedim domi. I'll tell you a secret, I'm going to change that phrase. Chodos badin what? Is adif
Yosef.
It's better than 100 Adim. 100 Adim, 1,000 Adim, 10 million people, 8 million people in the world are telling us testimony that this guy doesn't have a penny to his name. And guess what? He's saying he has $10 million. He's better than all the Adim in the world. Hadas Baldin is Yosef and Me'e Adim. Those are Gemara. It's all over Shas. Hadas Baldin is better than. The phrase is Hadas Baldin Kibbe Adim, but the emphasis is better than 100 Adim. What an answer. Whoa, Yesh Befar, what a wild thing. So comes Tyson and says, you know, it's not so wild. We do this all the time. Rabbeinu Tam used to do this all the time as part of his regular business. This is what Rabbeinu Tam used to do. When we talk to Amir Rabbeinu Tam, Shekaisu v'harshos, v'kneisi la'arba amas kark v'chatzeri, af v'sh'anu yodim she'en lo kark. That's a good way to run a business over here. I lent $1,000 to somebody. I want to go and collect that $1,000. So I have to get myself to this town, go find the guy and collect that. The guy's somewhere else. The guy lives out of town somewhere. I'm not interested in traveling myself. So I ask the guy, I'm busy. I'm an older man. My name is Rabbeinu Tam. I'm older. I'm trying to write Tzitzim. I'm trying to wear tefillin. I'm trying to keep Shabbos long. I don't have time to go collect Chodesh right now. So I send some young Talmud of mine, the Ri, other Talmidim. I tell a lot of Talmidim. I send a bit of pet there. I send other Hilgit Talmidim of Rabbeinu Tam to go do the dirty work for me. So I send my nephew, Dari, to go across France, across the river, and get to the other side, and come and try to collect the money for me. So the guy, Dari, knocks on the door of the Baldin, at the other Baldin, and says, listen, I have my uncle sent me as a shaliach to go collect the money. So what does the guy do? He slams the door in Dari's face. He says, what phrase? When you lend me money, I'll pay you back the money. Your uncle, let your uncle come. I'm not paying you. Who are you? He's some chalish. So there's one way in halacha to get around that. How do you circumvent that? You have to write a harshah. That's the Gemara Bava defines. The only way to get around that problem of the other guy timing, you have to have a written authorization. You have an official a statement, the power of attorney to represent Rabbeinu Tam. But there's a catch, the Gemara says. You can't just walk with a piece of paper that says that I'm representing Rabbeinu Tam. The Marsha, the person who's writing up this power of attorney, has to be makna, the item that you're trying to collect, to you. So you're almost going as your own representative. Now again, you're not going to keep it for yourself eventually because you bring it back to Rabbeinu Tam, but you have to be almost like appointed as a kind of shtickle owner in this $1,000 debt in order to give you that koyach of power of attorney. That's the din of Harsha. Sugya in the item of account. So now it gets a little bit tricky because how is Rabbeinu Tam going to be mocked at his nephew Dari, the $1,000? What kinyan exactly is he going to use? It's very, very tricky. The only way for the Dari to represent Rabbeinu Tam is he has to have a shtickle share in Didim Hamunas in the $1,000. Anyone got a good kinyan for me?
Chalipin.
Who likes kinyan chalipin? No problem, kinyan chalipin. You know why? Because you can't be mocked in a chayv with a kinyan chalipin. No. Who's the karka? I have a chov. I want to get $1,000 from you, so I have to be mocked at those $1,000 to somebody. Chalipin is not going to work for them. Either because ain't met bandik in mechalipin, or because it's double shin of en. There are a lot of problems. The fresh shikma is not going to work. So the Gemara says there's really only one kinyan you could use. I mean, there may be others, but the best kinyan you could use is a kinyan what? Kinyan agav. I'll be makna to you, my shaliach, a small piece of, I don't want to give you my whole house. I'll give you $1 in the backyard somewhere. And agav, those $1, I'll be makna to you the cash, those coins that are sitting in Pliny's Rishos 100 miles from here. So the Gemara says that was the practice. Mizan Chazal, that was the practice. That they used to create Hashos, they would be makna the money, agav the karka. That was the standard practice. In the days of Rabbi Natan, it got a little bit trickier. You know why? Because a lot of Jews didn't own karka. For the most part, Jews weren't even allowed to own karka. So now Rabbi Natan did this for this was his livelihood. He was a money lender. So he's trying to collect money from somebody. And the only way for him to do it is to be mocked the agav karka, but lemaisa, he didn't own karka. Or any businessman who came to Rabbi Natan says, we own the Talmud, we don't even own karka in France. The Jews don't let us own karka. So how are you going to do this? So this was an age-old problem. In the Middle Ages, they couldn't wrap around the hands around this problem. Some came up with some very, very fascinating solutions to this. Anyone know some of the other fascinating solutions to this problem? How do you do a kinyan agav if you don't own karka? So Taisus calls it tradition.
Not the tznakov?
Maybe it'll be an interesting one, okay.
An animal?
Okay, animal's not going to be karka. What do you mean you don't own karka? Doesn't every Jew have a chilek in Eretz Yisrael? Doesn't every Jew own a shtipa Yerusha? David Davis, there's a stuff. Are we Halavim? So, Texas quotes a tradition in Bava Basra that there was someone who had the practice of, even though they knew they didn't own any karka, but they had Yerusha! They had Yerusha karka! Where's Yerusha? Who's Yerusha? What's your land? You don't even know what shaved you are. Maybe you're a descendant of a Ger. No, it's good enough.
It was sold already.
Yeah, the whole thing is very Yerusha. Other Mishamah had a different word. Everybody owns karka. You know why? Because if you luck out and become a Meis Mitzvah and you die, so Meis Mitzvah is kind of a kindness. So everybody has a shtickle called Amos. Try to stay alive. So the Rishonim worked very, very hard to find where the karka. So Rabbi Natan said, I'll tell you where the karka is. I want to write this Hashoah, right? I walk to base and say, I own karka! No? Well, that's what they made him do. Then I own the karka. Good. Bezin says, okay, great. You own karka. Good. Very nice. We trust you. You own karka. Good. Rabbi Natan says, we tell him, Rabbi Natan, she curses him by shows. We can nasal Aram is karka b'chatzeri. After show me, you have no karka. We know because the French government is not letting you own karka. They're going to kill you if you own karka. Doesn't matter. Came in the made the sheesh or does, but then made him do me. Whoa. So Taisa said, based on this practice that was being done in the days of Rabbi Natan, this will explain the phenomenon that's going on in the chuppah, that the poor chassan who doesn't have a penny to his name, he tells us he's a multi-millionaire, shayin lefi devar is a multi-millionaire, now it's going to work against him. Hadaspa then works against you. So over here, it works against you. You, by you owning karka, you are now transferring ownership of that money to the shliach, and hope and pray he brings the money back to you. But you, by you declaring that you own karka, you have been getting yourself into trouble to your kala. You're going to have to pay her $1 million now, 20 years from now. So there's a bit of time, yeah. Yes, your farshim, yeah. Well, those wasn't committed, I'm done. Sounds pretty fascinating, right? That's the solution to the problem. You see what ends of the earth the Balei Taisus went to avoid saying that a Shibud Haguf is a what? Is a non Kinyan Dvar. Remember, this whole problem only was created because of a Vastav Gibel. You thought we're learning Subas, then we're learning by Vastav Gibel. Vastav Gibel started the problem, started the ball rolling, because the Gemara introduced us this deficiency called Kinyan Dvarim. So we're standing under the Chuppah trying to figure out, hey, wait a second, what happened to my Vastav Gibel? So the first answer tells us, what happened to Vastav Gibel? Nah, that's a joke. It's a Shibud Haguf and finished. And according to the Rosh, that wasn't even the Kash. The Kash was, it's a Shibud Haguf Le'achazman. It's also good. Ayin, Vavitziah, Master Shibachim Yiskishayel. So the first thrust of Rabbeinu Yael's response to Re was, it's not a Kinyan Dvarim. Kinyan Dvarim is only in Maisim, not in Shibudim, and leave me alone. The Yesh Mefarsh was saying, no, don't leave us alone so fast. Maybe we're onto something. Maybe Mavas is right. Maybe it's called the Shibud. Maybe it is called the Kinyan Dvarim. How does it work under the chuppah? A legamri different halachic mechanism called the dosma dinik medim dummy. And Ayin Rabbeinu Tam's practice of Hashos. So Rabbi say, we have to fine tune a little bit. If we want to stick to this Yesh Mefarshim, if we want to defend the theory that Kinyan Tavar is more inclusive than the reader Bel Yoah are leading us to believe, we are not 100% sure with what's going on with this Hashah. We're not 100% sure what's going on under the chuppah dos baldin. I mean, it sounds very, very fancy and lumdus, but there's something a little fishy, a little shaky about it. Hopefully, Hashem, tomorrow we'll try to put the final touches on this. Great. Guys, when I'm here, guys, when I'm downstairs.